potato, you know, like with that. We call it a whole bread, a whole cake, whole cake. See? You have? And yeah. That's like some, by these old fellas, workmen come around, you know, they break it. They, you know, some of them slice it with a knife, but most of them, they just take and break them a piece off, see? Well, some of it would be pretty thick like that. Some of it thin, you know. And it was real good. And I tell you another thing that when I was a boy, you don't see it happen no more. Grits they used to grind, it'd take about 2 hours to cook that grits, see? You couldn't get this quick grits then and cook it. It'd take about 2 hours. Well, I've seen my mother cook this grits pot for. We'd have it for breakfast, and she'd set it off and let it get cold. And then sometimes for supper or breakfast, she'd slice that grits and dip it in eggs and fry. Mm. And it was good. It was real good. I've even many pieces of it fried. I want to tell you a joke on my mama. You see, used to raise these chickens, and the eggs used to be 10 cents a dozen. Now, think of that big old egg, 10 cents a dozen. And she would give us eggs for breakfast. But sometimes the eggs would go up to the end, and they got 20 cents. She said, we can't eat no eggs now, they're too high, and she sell all that. You're 20 cents a dozen, they wouldn't give you no eggs. But it's too high.
They cost 60 or 70 cents a dozen. 70 cents.
Yeah, that was $1. Some of them, the dollar dozen. But now I think you can begin to buy. Now, Lindy, when she was coming home the other day, she saw eggs, 3 dozen, medium eggs, 3 dozen for $1, see? And she bought them. But I'll tell you why they sold them that way. They wouldn't have passed inspection. I used to keep store, they were cracked. What they ought to have done was sold them eggs to a baker. See, cracked eggs. Because I like a boiled egg, and I'd boil it, the egg would come out the crack, see? And now, I used to have a grass there, and they put on the box there, and that inspector come in there, and he's eating grade A egg. See, number one, grade A egg. That egg had to be grade A. You know what made a grade A egg? He put that micro thing on to it and looked at it, and he saw a crack in it, he condemned it. And then the yolk, you could, I looked through them and you could see it just as plain as day. It had to be whole in there, see? Hadn't you broke an egg and the yolk all bust? Well, that egg was stale. A fresh egg won't do it. It won't bust. And that, now you've got to date them things, see? And now milk, you've got to date milk now. Georgia law requires you to date it. And I had my mower repaired here the other day. And they put new parts in it, but they brought me all the old parts. The new parts, the law requires them to bring you. If you have an automobile repaired, and they put something in there, they got to give you the old parts, see? If not, he's in violation of state law.
That's a good idea.
Huh?
That's a good idea.
Good idea, you know, because some of these large men that'll do things and tell you they done it and didn't do it. All don't do that, but, you know, there's some that will. What we call a crooked one. And hadn't you drove up to a garage, now I'll tell you what a fella done. Now, he was a rich man, and he just wanted to see how many garages was honest and how many was. Well, when he got to a small town, he said the small town garages were more honest than the city. But he'd probably take a wire off and go limping up to the garage and say, what's the matter with my car?